This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot to get into here today. There's a lot of really weird stuff going on. And in pro wrestling, when there's weird stuff going on, you know it's really weird stuff, because weird stuff goes on every day in pro wrestling. So that's going to be what we're going to talk about after the break. But in the first segment here, I just want to talk about the death of Don Leo Jonathan, the famed Mormon giant, considered by many to be the most athletic big man in pro wrestling history, passed away yesterday according to the Cauliflower Alley Club. Born Don Leo Heaton, the son of noted pro wrestling star Brother Jonathan, he was 87 years old. One of pro wrestling's biggest stars of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, a headliner everywhere he went, an easy Hall of Famer, Andre the Giant's biggest drawing opponent of his career prior to Hulk Hogan, with the legendary Battle of the Giants series in Quebec, but also in Japan. As big as a star as he was to the crowd, he was almost mythological to those in the business, very much like Andre or Danny Hodge. While the Andre stories were about his power, food, and alcohol intake, Hodge stories were about his wrestling, toughness, and grip strength. Don Leo Jonathan's stories were about the natural athletic ability, both strength and agility. He was 6'6", wrestled between 285 and 340 pounds, would do drop kicks, leapfrogs, skin the cats, flying head scissors at that weight. In the early 70s, when Rocky Johnson's drop kicks were all the rage in wrestling, the old-timers would always say that Jonathan did the same stuff that Johnson did, except he was 70 pounds heavier. Bruno Sammartino would always list Jonathan and Ray Stevens as his two most amazing opponents for very different reasons. Don Leo Jonathan passing away at the ripe old age, believe it or not, of 87 years old. A lot of times in wrestling, folks either die young or they die really old. Don Leo Jonathan died at a very old age. Held different versions of the World Heavyweight title in Montreal, Omaha, South Africa, and Germany. Wrestled all over the world. Ended up settling in Western Canada in 1964, where he resided until his death. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And the first two text messages I got today just happen to be about the two things we got to talk about here today because they're so weird, even by wrestling standards. So let's get started.
I guess they're not about Don Leo Jonathan then.
No. Okay, so first off, earlier today, I guess the Crown Jewel event disappeared from WWE.com. And so everybody thought, well, seems that show's been canceled. It's not going to be taking place. The event page, it's gone. In fact, I'll read what was written about this earlier in the day on our own website. The Crown Jewel event for November 2nd in Saudi Arabia removed from the WWE website's calendar of events. WWE has not made a statement related to the show. It was known dating back a few days that backup ideas were being talked about in the event such a decision was forced. The event page for Crown Jewel is still up, though references to Saudi Arabia have been removed, and it goes on and on. So then WWE, I guess, updated everybody with the fact that show's still on. It's still on the schedule. And I don't know the whole story, but apparently the story from the WWE website side was nobody knows who removed it. So I don't know if they're claiming that they were hacked or that somebody went in there on their own or what, but it wasn't supposed to disappear, but it did, and now it's back. So, a couple of things. First off, they've already announced for Raw tomorrow that we've got two more World Cup qualifiers. We've got Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre and Dean Ambrose versus Dolph Ziggler. The winners will go into the tournament. We have John Cena, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, the winners of those matches. There's also going to be a World Cup qualifier on Tuesday, which is Rey Mysterio, Shinsuke Nakamura, for a spot there in that tournament. Now, that tells me that as of right now, there are no plans to cancel going to Saudi Arabia. And, of course, there has been pressure on WWE not to go to Saudi Arabia. In fact, Richard Blumenthal, a senator from Connecticut, was on News Radio 880 WCBS and said, quote, "All major private interests should review and relook their relationship with the Saudi kingdom In light of its continuing pattern of abuse of civil rights and civil liberties, contempt for the rule of law, bombing in Yemen using the United States military equipment and possible intelligence. And regarding WWE, he said, and listen to this quote, "I would hope that WWE will recognize on its own a conscience and conviction if there is proof that Saudi officials approved and ordered this kind of killing. I would lean first on the United States government to do its duty so that it can lead private interests like WWE. And the first place to look is to the United States of America." They're calling for WWE to not go. And all indications are that WWE is still going. Now, I guess,
as of now,
everything could change tomorrow. Everything could change on Tuesday. But, I mean, we are running out of time. We got 2 weeks left. To me, if they go full bore tomorrow with promotion for Crown Jewel, I mean, they are not pulling out unless they are forced to pull out. And actually, right now, I'm thinking they aren't pulling out unless they're absolutely forced to pull out. We talked about on Friday, like, I can't say every wrestler, but most of the wrestlers don't want to go. And I've heard that there are people in the office that don't want to go. But there's one guy that really is determined to go, and that's Vince McMahon. And unless he changes his mind, they're going. Now, one other thing, we talked about this Friday, that one of the ideas is to move the Saudi Arabia matches to Survivor Series, I guess with the exception of the tournament. And obviously, anything can change. But I also did hear over the weekend to watch Raw tomorrow and see how hard they are pushing the Lesnar match and the Shawn Michaels match, because apparently there is some thought that if they do move this show to Survivor Series, then Lesnar and Shawn Michaels will not be on the show. So I guess without that Saudi oil money, they don't want to pay him to do the show, or I guess waste a Shawn Michaels return, and I don't even know what the deal is, but there's a lot going on right now. The website thing today was really weird, even by WWE standards. And I'm sure, I guess, we'll know more tomorrow.
Well, as far as the website goes, to me, if you're hacked, you're going to say that you're hacked. You know,
I heard that internally, but they haven't said anything externally. So
yeah, well, that tells me that they may have been, we're not sure what to do, or they may have been looking at it and somebody hit delete or whatever it is. It sounded like it was a them issue, not a outside force doing it, because they would probably make a little bit more of a to-do about such a thing. When it comes to Richard Blumenthal, both he and Chris Murphy, Connecticut senators, both are very, very close with Linda McMahon. Both were very much, and both Democrats, both were very happy to get Linda McMahon through, as were most of the people when it came to the Small Business Administration position. They were fine with pushing her through, but there's also a very close ear that he has there that he might be leaning on, or hopefully leaning on, maybe through the public in this case, to try to possibly make something happen. And we'll have to see how they play everything up tomorrow, because if they do downplay the show, doesn't mean that they won't go, but it means that, obviously, the way you're saying, if we're to take a look at Shawn Michaels and Brock Lesnar and how much they're mentioned tomorrow, that obviously they are having a lot of second thoughts. And CNN and the Financial Times have already pulled out of the Saudi summit that's coming up, the big financial summit, which is really far more high profile than what WWE is doing. It's just WWE is a lightning rod, and it's going to be an easy entertainment position, whereas, you know, entertainers have played in front of dictators before, and it becomes a little bit of a lightning rod. WWE is going to have that being probably the biggest entertainment promotion to go over there in the future here, or in the near future. So we'll have to see. With Bloomberg and CNN and CNBC and the Financial Times all pulling out of this meeting, you can't say that there's already not been a precedent set for major American companies pulling out. Now, who knows what kind of deal they have with the Saudi government as it relates to what WWE has, but if WWE really wanted to right now, forget about any of the moral aspect or anything like that, and they were looking for a reason to pull out, you have a bunch of television networks and media empires that are already taking a step away. So right there, there's already a precedent being set. We'll have to see what happens, but yeah, if you wanted to, you could go.
Brazier says, if WWE doesn't go to Saudi, can they afford Shawn? Well, yeah, they can afford him. That doesn't mean that they want to pay him that if they're not getting that money. They're two totally different things.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted Shawn Michaels on that show the same way they want a lot of these old guys on that show. And it's not, no offense, obviously WWE would love to have Shawn Michaels back if they really wanted him to, but a lot of this came because of the money they were going to get. And just because they were going to pay it doesn't mean that this was something that they ever really wanted in the first place. Same thing with Brock Lesnar, as it seems.
Also notes there are four matches so far. The tournament itself has six matches. And after Raw, either of the tag champs, so basically no match or Seth and Dean. Got all that? All right.
Well, here's the other thing,
There's going to be a lot less people going.
When we were talking about the World Cup thing, too, of what they could possibly do, think about it. If they do pull out and you're going to move a lot of these matches to the Survivor Series and you're going to have four or five people from each brand, then you just turn around and make that match, even though it's probably kind of goofier, you know. But you can make that a Survivor Series traditional matchup if you so chose.
So, anyway, that's the big story. And
get ready for it. It'll be all week.
Is it possible, by the way, this person says they still go, but do not show it on the network to minimize its visibility? Are you kidding me? If they go, it's on the network.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to go hide. Anyway. So the next big story, which I'm going to get into after the break, I want to direct everybody to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Head up there to the very top, and I have retweeted the Impact Wrestling press conference brawl between Austin Aries and John Morrison. Now, when you hear that, you think, oh, Angle here right before the big show tonight. Watch it during the break. And we'll talk about it when I come back. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And before we get an impact here, I just want to mention a bunch of texts here. What's going on with Will Ospreay? I don't know. He was wrestling last night at OTT, and he got hurt. And I don't know what happened. There were people there that thought that he hurt his neck. There were people there that thought he hurt his rib. And one way or the other, the paramedics got him backstage. I guess there was an ambulance outside, and I don't have any other update. I guess he missed a Pele kick early and landed on his neck. Ooh. And shortly thereafter, they went to the finish. And whether it was his neck, rib, I don't know. But if we get an update, we'll let you know ASAP. But that does not sound good.
Maybe his neck and his rib in a case like that. Just, oh, God, yeah. It's where you hope there's no, one, nothing broken, two, no nerve damage, because I can imagine what that must look like.
All right, so this deal here, tonight's Bound for Glory show, the main event. It is Austin Aries versus Johnny Impact, Impact World title. So if you haven't been following the story, and keep in mind, this is professional wrestling here. And this is the main event of their WrestleMania. So you can't not be skeptical of everything, okay? But about a week ago, Johnny Impact tweeted something about Austin Aries being short. And Austin Aries tweeted him back, and he had a rather controversial tweet. And in the middle of the tweet, he called Johnny Impact's real-life wife, Taya Valkyrie, husky. Mm. And long story short, tons of blowback online, and Impact and Aries went back and forth, and eventually the tweets were deleted. So then Aries was on our show, and he talked about how upset he was about being called short, compared it to a lot of different things. And again, it's professional wrestling. What's real, what's fake? So then on TMZ, and now we're talking about pro wrestling and TMZ, Johnny Mundo and Taya were on that show, and they talked about this Austin Aries situation. And that led to the Abyss Hall of Fame ceremony, where at the end of the Hall of Fame ceremony, Austin Aries basically was out there, and I guess they wanted him to issue an apology. And so, if you didn't watch the video, and once again, it's up at Brian Alvarez, Aries begins to apologize and then notes that here he is having to apologize, and meanwhile, Johnny Impact and Taya are going on TMZ and talking about this situation, and he gets angry, and Johnny Impact jumps up, and he's angry, and then they get into this huge pull apart, which you see all of the time in pro wrestling, but there is so much profanity being thrown back and forth.
A lot.
And one thing that everyone needs to, here's what everyone needs to look at in this video, okay? This is not a deal where they're in the ring or they're backstage in an event and there's a bunch of fake reporters or whatever, and there's other wrestlers around, and this and that. The people who are in the crowd, if you look at the video, the people in the crowd are the folks that are in charge of Anthem. There are some of Impact Wrestling's corporate sponsors there. Not people involved in wrestling, corporate sponsors. And this thing gets wild, and in the middle of it, one of their corporate sponsors gets knocked down. And all I will say is it's professional wrestling. And obviously, companies always do sorts of things to make you interested in matches that are going to be taking place, particularly on their biggest show of the year. But this, how can I say this without sounding like a complete whatever? This is not a work from start to finish. I don't know how much of this is a shoot. I don't know if some of it I don't know if all of it. I don't know if it started as a work and then turned into a shoot. I don't know if it started out as a shoot and turned into a work. All I know is that there are portions of this rivalry that are absolutely real. And it's going to be interesting to watch the show tonight, suffice to say, and the main event. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the course of the next week. So if something happens over the course of the next week, then you heard us talking about it here first. I'll just put it that way.
Most pull-aparts are trash, and whether real or fake, you know, when they break out a lot of times for real, you're just kind of depressed for everybody involved because it kind of makes a spectacle out of things. I mean, very rarely does it really, to me at least, really influence how much I want to see a fight. And most of the times when they're put on, whether in wrestling or boxing or anywhere else, they're terrible. This was a good one. This was one of the good ones, and it comes at a time where we are coming off of real emotion with Khabib and Conor. We are coming off of real emotion from the fight that took place last night between Terrence Crawford and Jose Benavidez, where at their weigh-in on Friday for the fight coming up on ESPN, Crawford threw a punch at him. What looked to be a very real punch, not one of those kind of pull-apart punches, a real punch. That Benavidez ended up ducking, and they were able to split those guys apart. So coming off the heels of that, it could have come across as, however they, again, whether it was real or fake, this could have come across bad, but frankly, it came across as really good and actually in line. And we actually got a trifecta of real emotion in all three canvas-matted sports. I don't know if any K1 events have been taking place or anything like that, but it really was impressive. And with all the cursing, with somebody getting knocked down, with the fact that it was... Again, it felt a little bit different. Whether it was a work or whether, you know, if it was a work, who cares? They did a good job with it.
Well, I care because this person says, you want to say it's a shoot, so just say it. I don't want to say that because I don't know. But what I think is that the tweet where Aries called Taya husky, I think that really pissed off Morrison. And I think that... That whole situation.
Aries gets pissed off being called short. That's
well, I mean,
real.
Yeah, I mean, we know that. So I think both guys legitimately pissed each other off. But hey, things happen. They deleted the tweets. I think that there was some underlying resentment there, and I do think that there probably was supposed to be a pull apart when Aries was out there to do his apology. I don't think that a real fight broke out in the middle of apology. I think that it was scheduled to be like, Aries is going to do his apology. He's going to say something that's going to make Johnny mad. Johnny's going to jump up. They'll be pulled apart. I think that's what the plan was. But I do think that it got very out of control. I think it got very out of control. And I do believe that there are going to be some consequences. That's what I think. But we'll find out over the course of the next week.
And if you want to find out about those consequences, just remember you're going to have to stay up a little bit later because at least in the States, I don't know where it airs in Canada, but on Pop, Impact's going to be moving till 10 o'clock on Wednesday nights or Thursday nights.
This person here says, Brian, don't get worked, brother. Hey, I'm telling you what I think happened. Like, there are people that believe that everything in professional wrestling is a work. There are people that believe that everything in wrestling, I shouldn't say that.
Look,
there's nobody
thinks
everything is a shoot.
Works have become shoots, and shoots have become works. I mean, so it's where sometimes the story ends or begins, it gets a little bit, you know, it's a little hazy.
This person here says that big bodyguard had one job. When did Penn Jillette become a TNA bodyguard? That's Abyss!
That's a Hall of Famer you're talking about there.
I mean, it wasn't Abyss. It was his brother, Joe Park, who was there for Abyss's Hall of Fame deal.
Yes.
This person here says, I can honestly see the Saudi Arabia situation being the WWE's biggest PR black eye since Ben won the steroid trial if WWE doesn't pull out, especially if more condemning evidence comes out. You know, what's funny is I went to a family gathering this afternoon, and one of my, I guess it would be my, what would it be? My wife's? Cousin's wife came up to me. Anyway, first thing she said was, what do you think about this Saudi Arabia thing? I was like, we never talk wrestling. But she'd heard about it. But, I mean, she'd read some article or she'd seen something on the news, and she didn't have like a strong opinion one way or the other. It wasn't like she came up and just said, I cannot believe that WWE is not pulling it. This is ridiculous. It was more like, I hear there's some controversy about WWE in Saudi Arabia. What do you think's going on? So I don't know if this is going to be a huge PR black eye. It seems like it if you're in this wrestling bubble, but I don't know what like normal people outside of pro wrestling think about it. And if normal people outside of pro wrestling don't care at all, it ain't going to be much of a PR black eye.
And this, I don't mean to sound rude, but there's sometimes it's just the easiest. What's the most tangible thing for people to latch onto in a story? And if that happens to be WWE and they become a face of companies going over there and doing business with the government, then sure. I don't think we're at that level yet, because I think we're at a level still where we're talking about geopolitical things and murder and a lot of other that stuff. And this stuff comes a little bit further down. But again, I think these other big companies and other places that are doing business on a more mainstream scale, yeah, WWE is going to get dragged into it a little bit. But I still think we have other bigger fish that are going to be frying in the news cycle. Again, WWE is going to be big for us talking about it, but it's not going to be as big, I don't think, yet.
This person here says, check out the way Taya was shaking at the end of the video. Makes me think something went awry. Yeah, check out Taya. She's in tears. She's shaking. She's frozen on the spot.
Like Johan on the bus?
It's nothing like your usual over-the-top freaking out that you see on most pro wrestling angles. So just watch it, everybody. Don't just listen to me. Watch it yourself. What do you think? Text us after the break or give us a call, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I'm going to go to the phones here in a moment if you want to give us a call. 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Here's a lineup. LAX versus the OGs. Concrete Jungle Deathmatch. Aries versus Impact for the Impact World title. OVE versus Brian Cage, Phoenix, Pentagon Jr. in an OVE rules match, presuming that's hardcore. Eddie Edwards versus Moose. Tessa Blanchard, Taya Valkyrie for the Impact Knockouts title. Matt Sydal, Ethan Page, Rich Swann, Willie Mack for a tag team match. Ali Sue Young and Eli Drake and a mystery opponent. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
I have a question about wrestlers that appear in WWE and, say, Ring of Honor. Sometimes you see a happy-go-lucky baby face like Sonny Boy from New Day or whatever his name was, because last night I saw him set lighter fluid on a wrestler and try to set a match to them. And last week he threw a fireball into the ref's eyeball, and I've also seen Mandy Leon work as a heel. So can you think of any other wrestlers that do like a 180 when they appear on in the indie shows?
What? Did you get any of that, Mike?
Well, here's how I'm going to take that. Yes, wrestlers who appear on indie shows and appear in a different as a heel and then as a babyface elsewhere doesn't happen as much now. I guess I wouldn't believe because everyone kind of knows who each other's characters are. But back in the day, that happened all the time. Either guys would use different names like Wildcat Wendell Cooley, I believe, was Rick Casey in two different territories, even though he worked as a good guy. But there are times where, like, Bruiser Brody would work as a heel in San Antonio and work as a babyface in Dallas, which would sometimes confuse people who were able to see both shows. So I'm going to take his question as being something like that and not anything else that could have come from the recesses of his mind.
I mean, why not just ask why Drake Maverick's a babyface on one show and a heel on another?
Yeah,
what do we have Ring of Honor for and all of this other stuff? Let's go to yes.
Before you go to the phones, I just want to point this out since one of the reasons that if I wanted to see Impact succeed, it would be because Eddie Kingston seems to be in a prominent position. And apparently he wrestled ACH last night in what was an awesome match. And I guess ACH's farewell for AAW, who made their debut in Austin, Texas. And apparently things got emotional and ACH's mama slapped Eddie Kingston. And I'm scared to hear what happened to that mama, considering what Eddie Kingston could do to someone.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. Steve from Chicago.
What's going on?
I'd seen some tweet from TWM News in the UK that was speculating that the Crown Jewel show would actually possibly be moved to Manchester, England on the 4th, which would be a major coincidence considering they're doing, I believe, Raw or SmackDown tapings or like some form of event right around that time period. So it's certainly plausible. Are there any truth to that rumors? Because it would certainly be quite a strong PR to move, to be able to move it from my lover David calls it W blood money and instead give a card that big to fan base that's been begging for a much larger event to eventually hit their market.
Well, I know that I've heard people talking about it on the internet, but I don't think that there is a strong chance of it happening. I think if it is not taking place in Saudi Arabia, the show's not happening. Matches
you're talking
will be
about
moved.
Moving a major event, like just propping it up in a city that's going to all of a sudden bid X amount. And it's better to just meld the thing and let it go away to me instead of like, hey, we moved this big show that became a huge PR disaster. I think they, again, putting it on, making your other shows, of which you have a lot of, better, I think it's just fine. Now, if they wanted to do the same sort of philosophy and call out a country and go, hey, who wants to bid on a big show and what do you want to see on it? We'll tailor it to what you want because we need the content and we'll take your cash and you'd love a big PR event. Yeah, I could see them doing that in the future and continuing to do that even in the Middle East. But you know, I think in this case, why just go, okay, hey, Toronto, we want to magically have an exhibition stadium show or something like that. I don't know. To me, it doesn't make much sense.
All righty, a bunch of text messages here. This person says, can they swear or get more adult-oriented at 10 p.m. on Pop? If so, I might check it out. I don't know.
They hit a kid with a car at 8.
Yeah, they ran a kid over with a car. I mean, really, you won't watch Impact now. But if they drop the F-bomb, you'll watch it.
Well. There is one thing to say. They are on Pop. That is essentially a station that houses repeats of dramas and soap operas, especially in that time slot. That's not the worst idea. And you can take aspects of what Lucha Underground has done and what other, you know, things that have worked from other people that have gone, you know, outside the realm of just pro wrestling inside the ring and try to incorporate that stuff. To increase doing that, I don't think that's the worst idea in the world, because they do need something that's going to help set them apart from everybody else, and they are desperate to have that right now. And I don't know if anything is really going to do any good, but anything you can throw out there at the wall, I got to be honest, I really don't blame them for.
Says the pull apart reminded me of the Omega Jericho pull apart of the Wrestle Kingdom press conference. Don Callis clearly took notes. Well, maybe.
Well, different style, but yeah.
This person here says, do the regular guys get a bonus for going to Saudi Arabia? I don't know, actually. I never heard of anybody getting a bonus. I mean, obviously Shawn Michaels is going to make a lot of money. Undertaker's going to make a lot of money. Brock Lesnar's going to make a lot of money. Everybody else on the card? I don't know. May just be treated like any other event. Get their payoff.
You don't think there could be a little handshake?
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is, like, with the last time they went to Saudi Arabia, all I heard was, don't worry, the women are going to get paid even though they didn't go. I never heard any woman say that she got paid. I don't know.
Did you hear any that didn't, though?
No one ever said anything about it. It was just like any other show. So I don't know if they got paid or not. But I certainly did not hear people, the women, saying, you know, we got paid for this even though we didn't go. For instance, whether it's a work or a shoot, I mean, listen, are the guys going to get paid because they're not working the Women's Evolution show? No. Right?
Anybody expecting
the men to get paid because the women get a pay-per-view they can't be on?
Well,
they're not going to get paid, Mike.
I guess
they're not going to get paid for not being on the Women's Evolution pay-per-view.
No, I thought you were talking about the women in that case. Yes, I know dudes won't get paid for being on the Evolution show.
Okay, but so I'm skeptical of the idea that the women got paid for not being on the Crown or the last Greatest Royal Rumble.
It's possible. I'm more free. Hey, what about Sami Zayn? Did Sami Zayn get paid? I guess he was hurt, so he was just getting his downside. But
he wasn't really hurt. It was fake hurt.
Well, then what? Then did he get a handshake? And I would hope that he did.
Sports says, whether it's a work or a shoot, I plan on watching Impact pay-per-view tonight for the first time in 8 years. Well, there you go. There you go. Sports says, excellent point by Mike. I'd love a non-PG product over the last several years of PG-era WWE. I wouldn't watch just for the F-bombs, but an overall edgier product would make me give it more of a chance than I have since I bought those 10... Dude, they ran over a kid! Swearing is not edgier than running over a child.
No, and here's
it's very edgy right now. Watch it and get back to me.
I want to just temper that too with, like, I was never people that complained about the PG era being a hindrance to putting on a good product have always been incorrect. You have got to put on a good story and make sure your story's tight. That's what makes a good story. You can have all the cursing in the world. That's not going to matter if there's no content, if there's nothing to really latch on to, there's no meat to it. So you still have to be able to do that. But in cases where, like, you know, HBO was able to do things and FX has been able to do things that basic cable can't, you know, that's when you have somebody really good doing a really good story, when you can add a little extra edge to it. Yeah, it does make it a little bit cooler. So hopefully they could do something like that. But the cursing is just not going to be the thing.
Listen, folks. Mid-1998 Raw to October 1999 Raw, that whole 18-month period, SmackDown is, like, a little bit dumber, but it is better than any Raw during that entire era anything on those Raws, with the exception of things involving Steve Austin, Vince McMahon, and The Rock. If you take Steve Austin, Vince McMahon, and The Rock off those shows, they're all worse than SmackDown is today when it's PG. I'm telling you. Go back and watch some of this stuff that you remember from your childhood compared to this stuff today. Raw today would be 1,000 times better if it was an hour shorter. I promise you.
It is amazing how much of that stuff. I mean, the stuff that
it's
really
horrible.
The stuff that stands out, I mean, is legendary on another level, but most of it is so bad and does not hold up. And then gets worse as you go to like the ECWs and stuff like that. Then you're talking in just a completely different story.
This person here says, Mike makes extra sense when the Falcons win.
It does feel a lot better, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Oh.
Especially against Tampa.
All right, I got an update here in a second. I was wrong, but I'll get to that here in a moment. This person says, if WWE does indeed pull out of Saudi Arabia and doesn't move the tag match to Survivor Series, then when do they pay it off? They don't.
I was going to say, they've dropped other things before.
Yeah, you know what they do? Raw happens tomorrow, and there's no Undertaker and there's no Kane. And they just don't accept the challenge of DX, and that's it. They move on with their lives. Very much like there was going to be a tournament to determine Brock's contender at SummerSlam, and they started the tournament, and then the next week they just stopped it.
Remember the tag team Money in the Bank?
They just literally quit. All right, so I have been alerted, in fact, that I don't know how many of the women, because this is not from every woman, but women did, in fact, get paid. For not going to Saudi Arabia.
They just did not see when you hear.
So I apologize. I was wrong. They did get paid. Some of them.
If you're going to hear something about it, you don't hear anything about it. That might be the sign right there.
I don't know if it was all of them. Some of them definitely did. Maybe all of them. But there were payouts for not appearing on that show. How about that? This person says, Shawn Michaels. No, it's not going to be Shawn Michaels and Styles at Mania. Get out of here.
Shawn
Michaels made it abundantly clear, if I come back, it's going to be for a tag.
Yes.
He said that like 8 years ago when he first retired.
If he wasn't coming back for Daniel Bryan a couple years ago, he ain't coming back now for nobody.
Do you think Impact will mention this at the pay-per-view or try to sweep it under the rug? I don't know. We'll find out in an hour. Bound for Glory starting in an hour.
What, sweep what under the rug?
The whole press conference brawl, yeah.
Oh, the hell. Look, whether it's work or shoot, doesn't matter. Even if it was the realest thing in the world, I guarantee you they'll be mentioning it.
Well, I wouldn't 100% guarantee it. I expect it, but the Anthem people were there. And if they were super upset about it, they could make the call to sweep it under the rug. I don't expect that. But like I said, corporate sponsors and the people at Anthem were there. And they witnessed all of this. And you think corporate sponsors understand, like, really what wrestling is when things get out of hand?
Ed Nordholm didn't really understand what wrestling was. That's how he ended up with the thing in the first place.
This person here says, now that you guys are on to Russo WCW, will guys be bringing back the worst show in town intro used for his TNA shows? I don't even remember that.
No.
That'd have been like a decade ago. Huh. I don't even remember that intro. It says this was his favorite Brian and Vinny intro ever. Person here says they're reporting a WWE source confirmed AJ versus HBK. Well, I don't think you're going to see AJ Styles versus HBK. I would be very, very surprised.
Ooh, Shawn Michaels against CM Punk.
Person says, I just checked the Impact website. They were not playing it up. So no press conference brawl footage on the Impact Wrestling website. Although he says, I don't know how often they update it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they had an update today because there was an update I saw today that said Bound for Glory is today. So they must have updated it somewhat recently. And I hope they're updating it on their biggest show of the year day. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-422-2000. 426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. First, says Impact's website has a Bound for Glory preview with every match detailed, and yes, the child hit and run is in there. Edgy. Also, someone here says it looks like a preview that may have been in the can for a while. It's possible, I don't know. Find out a lot more here tonight. This person here says, do you or Mike think WWE have gotten a $500 million to $1 billion entertainment deal in Saudi Arabia without Linda being in the cabinet and Vince and her friends being with Trump? It has nothing to do with any of that. Saudi Arabia wanted entertainment. They wanted a propaganda ad. They paid for it. WWE took the money. That's it. That's what this is.
Yeah, that old Saudi,
like asking
vision.
If so-and-so deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, this was long-reaching. They've reached out to everybody. So it was, and they've thrown a lot of money out there. So a lot of different media groups and entertainment groups. So WWE is not isolated, and it's got really nothing to do with the connection, although the connection is nice.
This person here says, the women who got paid to not be at the Saudi show were Stephanie and Linda. No, it was talent. It's talent. And it says, they won't do the tag match at Mania or Rumble. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know if it matters because I still think they're running the show. I mean, they're full bore hell bent on running it right now. That's abundantly clear after the last couple of days. But lots of stuff can happen. There can be even more pressure on them. But there's been a lot of pressure from a lot of people. And they're still promoting matches for the show for tomorrow's Raw.
Look, and a lot of this is going to come down to the big news, you know, on your big news outlets. You know, pay attention to that because, again, WWE, I'm sure there are people there that are hoping this decision gets made for them. And, again, what's going to happen on a larger level may influence what happens with WWE this week.
We're out of time, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening. Myself and Vinny later tonight, plus myself and Dave. Two new shows coming up later on for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com covering Bound for Glory. It's going to be a fun time, so check it out. Thanks for listening. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.